Okay, so yesterday during the rant revival, we were talking about how insane the decade of the 90s was. Not so much, you know, it's like any other decade. It's got a war here and there. It's got, you know, political controversies, things like that. There was a terror attack. I mean, there are a lot of things that kind of match up with other decades happen. But from the weird standpoint, whether it was Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding or Jeffrey Dahmer or the Branch Davidians or O.J. or Princess Diana dying, we didn't even mention Magic Johnson, like one of the most storied athletes ever, having to announce that he was quitting because of AIDS. Like, things that just have never happened before or since happened in the 90s.
We didn't mention Amy Fisher.
We didn't mention Amy Fisher and Joey Buttafuoco. We didn't mention Heaven's Gate, that weird cult that went on. Just so many very, very odd things happened in the 90s that were these touchstone moments that everybody, whether they went to work, whether they went to school, it was not affected by generations. Kids were talking about these events. Adults were. Old people were. Like, everybody talked about what was going on these strange, strange occurrences. And one of these was John Wayne Bobbitt and Lorena Bobbitt, which I'm assuming everybody knows the story of. Like, do you think your kids know that story?
No.
You don't think that they're aware of that name and what happened?
No, I think that's a blind spot.
What year are we talking?
93.
No chance.
June of 93.
Yeah. I think anyone that was born after that, like, if you were born after, say, 2000, there's no way that you
but
have
that's been
heard
like,
that name.
But it's been in song. I mean, and again, it's a moment that has never happened before or since. I'm sure it has, but I mean, as far as in the terms that we were talking about yesterday, where it made headlines, the trial was huge. Again, everybody was talking about it. I wonder, like you guys back there at the studio, when were you born?
90.
91.
87.
You all, wouldn't you say that people your age or how much older than you or younger than you would know about this?
I would say where me and Ham are right at the line because I get it. I got it referenced a lot in pop culture and stuff, but anything yeah. younger, I wouldn't expect them to. A lot goes on. A lot is happening.
That's true. A lot is happening,
generic.
As a great man once said. So somebody sent me an email yesterday and they said, are you aware of the documentary on Lorena Bobbitt that was done by Jordan Peele? I'm like, what?
No.
So as Jordan Peele is getting ready to put out his first directorial movie, or I guess his first blockbuster, Get Out, in 2019, he was contacted by a friend of his in the film industry who had run into Lorena Bobbitt and had a conversation with her and was like so struck by the conversation, was wondering whether she would be interested in doing a documentary. And so they all get together, Jordan Peele and this guy and Lorena Bobbitt, and Jordan Peele was wowed by her story and said, you know what, I'm not in documentary circles at all. This is not what I do. It's not what I even think about or want to do, but I'm interested in you, and I want to do this story. And so they put together a four-part documentary that's on Amazon Prime right now. I had never heard of this.
Yeah.
So the emailer said, he goes, you're going to be blown away because it takes a different angle. He goes, in the first 15...
I thought she only cut it into one part.
Okay. See? Just thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. He said, in the first 15 minutes, you'll know everything. You'll hear the things that you really want to hear as far as how it all went down, the doctors, nurses, firefighters, police officers that were all involved, which I had never heard their side of things. I'd only heard those two because they were bickering. You know, it was a very do you guys remember the backstory of it at all? He was a raging alcoholic. He abused her physically, abused her mentally, and raped her a lot. Spousal rape. And she had all these pamphlets like that the police found in there about spousal rape and things like that. And
like how to do it?
She got fed up David Lane.
Dave.
She got fed up, and he was hammered, came home, and assaulted her, and then he did it, or she did it.
Was he awake when it happened, or had he passed out, and then she did it?
Well, we'll get to that. So I watched this, and...
Where'd you see it?
It's on Prime.
Okay.
And it's fascinating. It really is. So here are the doctors who, in the middle of the night, received this call.
I get this call. I can't remember exactly. Something like 4 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. My wife actually was away with the kids, so it was just me by myself. I said, do you have the part? And they said, we don't. I said, so should I bother coming down? I said, if you can't find it, I can't put it back on.
And at that point, it hadn't been. It hadn't been found. It hadn't been heard from. It was lost in action. And so when I got to the ER, I was confronted with John on his back. Bleeding profusely. He'd lost about a third of his blood volume. And at that point, the only option was to do what we call a perineal urethrostomy, which is to expose the mid-bulbous urethra to the perineum so he could sit to pee like a woman for the rest of his life. And that's where I thought we were headed.
Don't know. I'm just putting it in layman's
terms. And we dumped
it,
too. We caught it in time.
Okay, Dave.
I just don't know.
The answer to that question is no. Like, full stop, no. That's not what they were trying to do. If you missed the end of that because Dave got dumped.
Oh, my.
Just doing a show for the P1s.
Right, they got dumped.
Look at him round the bases now.
Yeah, I know.
Shakes hands with the third base coach.
The doctors told him that the only
get mobbed at home plate.
The only thing that they could do was assist him in sitting down to pee like a woman. That was it. The best they could do,
right?
To tie it all up,
they had to go in and find the urethra and reroute it.
Yes, if they didn't have the part. So that was at the very beginning, and that doctor was kind of laughing. He was telling the story. Well, then here comes John himself. And modern-day John Wayne Bobbitt looks like a caricature, like that you would draw. Because I'm sure you remember what he looked like. He looks like, it almost looks like they put Hollywood makeup because his hair is badly receding. He's gained 30 pounds. He just looks like a total mess. But you can still tell that in there is that guy. And so here is his memory of the night.
I don't remember too much. I just remember her... playing with me, playing around with me while I was sleeping, but I think she was trying to get me excited or something.
Then she put her arms around me. At the same time, I started falling asleep again, falling back to sleep.
Well, she was playing around with me, when I was sleeping, because I remember her, playing around, and then.
So it was a pull, then a jerk.
It was horrifying. It was terrifying. I was confused. I thought I was dreaming. And I'm thinking, okay, Freddy Krueger's hand came through the wall. Here I am bleeding to death, bleeding blood everywhere, and my penis is gone. And all I can think of now is I better not go back to sleep. So I collected myself and applied pressure and... my friend Robbie was staying with us. I woke my friend up. I kicked him, and he didn't realize what was happening because he just woke up of asleep.
He sounds kind of like Madonna.
A little bit, yeah. And so he also said that he was like, we have to go to the hospital right now. And he told his friend who was there what happened. And his friend goes, hang on, let me brush my teeth. He's like, no way. I'm
bleeding out.
Yes, yeah. Give me a few seconds here to get ready.
Dude, there's so much here.
I know.
There's just...
I know. So...
I have so many questions.
Right. And so as they're going to the hospital, they... Because I think the police have been notified, and now it is okay. The police go over to their apartment. They lived in an apartment. And as the police go to the apartment, they're just trying to find it, right? Well, no one's there. He doesn't know where it is. No one knows where she is. And so now it is.
As the doctor said, we haven't heard from it.
Yeah, we haven't heard from it.
I mean, it was before mobile phones. So.
Right.
And I told you to call me if you ever get into a pickle.
And so here is the where was it?
Whoa.
I said I remember tossing things out of the car.
Here, pause her real quick. She threw some things. She goes, I threw some things out of the car.
Sounds like Michelle Wee's checking in here.
It is, totally.
Out of the car.
Ask her, where were you on the road or what were you near?
Look around in the corner. There was 7-Eleven. Then they went there immediately.
Apparently said that when she arrived at the stop sign, she tossed it out her left side, driver's side window.
She was driving, so she threw it, her left arm out, would throw it over the roof, and went over the side and landed in a tall grassy area. And I remember it being about knee to thigh high at that time.
So throws it into a field by a 7-Eleven. The grass is knee to thigh high.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
I mean, good thing she didn't pull into the 7-Eleven and put it on the hot dog rollers.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because
Dave's killing it.
Here is the people.
This is my alley, right? This here. Is,
yeah, there's a penis involved. He's so excited. Here is the discovery.
Mike Perry got there. He walked up to the sergeant and asked him, said, "Hey, where's it at?" And the sergeant just took his hand and just pointed straight down. He wouldn't even get close to it. I mean, he would just came. It's right there.
Officer Hurley, religious, and he didn't want to apparently put his hands on it. But I heard Sergeant Hurley stepped on it and indicated that there it is, and then Officer Perry retrieved it.
I'm not quite sure why nobody wanted to handle this thing, but rescue squads have gloves, so that was always fortuitous. And with that, it was carried ceremoniously into the 7-Eleven where somebody knew to put it on ice. In a hot dog bag, of all things.
Of all things. So, the one officer was religious, so he can't touch it?
That's what he was claiming. Yeah. He's like, hey, look, I believe in God.
I don't want to turn gay.
Yeah. I'm just going to point to it and not look at it, but it's here.
I'm going
to
touch it with the bottom of my shoes.
How about the guy that stepped on it? He's gay!
I think the principal question I have at this point, and it may get answered in this documentary, but just the ability to find something in a field and then
reattach it,
skillfully reattach it, is so insane to me.
Okay, I'm certainly
like,
glad.
Did they have to brush ants off of it?
Dude, yes. They had to do everything. So here is what they describe as the surgery.
I'd never done one of these before. I do microsurgery at the time. But I sort of had a game plan, which was essentially just connecting the artery and the major veins. The only time I remember being a bit tense is I secured a tourniquet at the base of the penis just for the blood supply. The key point is when you take the tourniquet off, you got to have flow. So there was that sort of moment of, God, it better work.
That tourniquet came off, and the penis pinked up. And it looked really terrific right from the start.
Looked terrific? This mangled mess of a penis.
Well, I mean, from a surgical standpoint, it's a miracle.
With just like hay on it, grass.
Right.
Well, hopefully they washed it by now.
You know.
So they told him
in the washing.
Hey.
They told him it would take 2 years. For him to regain full functionality.
Better put in a cast.
And let me tell you something. This guy is such a dirtbag. This is one of the lowest forms of human beings ever. He goes straight into porn, right? Like,
Less than 2 years later?
He didn't, I don't even know the timeline.
Is there a training montage?
No.
A little bench press.
Hanging first a washcloth on it, then a hand towel.
Right.
You know what his name was, right?
Go Wasn't on.
Franken P.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, because he was so disfigured.
Did they put bolts on the side?
No, it wasn't like Frankenstein. But then he did that. He didn't have a job. She paid for everything. This guy didn't even work. She was paying for everything.
And he had a buddy living with them in their apartment?
Yeah, dude, he's so low rent. And so they get, you know, obviously they get divorced. The trial, she is found innocent by reason of insanity. He goes to trial for spousal abuse. He was found not guilty. And
so they decided.
And both of them just went, they were like, just leave. Get out of here. And
they didn't decide to write out the marriage after they put each other on trial.
Yeah. And then he gets remarried. He gets arrested for, again, for like battery abuse, all sorts of stuff. He ends up robbing a place. I mean, like, this guy is the lowest of low. And for her, this was at the time too when like women weren't being believed at all when it came to these types of things. And it was Anita Hill. They gave like four or five examples right in that late 80s, early 90s run with these high-profile cases where these women came forward and said, this is happening to me, and nothing happened to the accused. I mean, like,
you're blowing it out of proportion.
Right, yeah, and it's shocking. And so Jordan Peele took this and used it to paint her as the victim. Because in the 90s, she was not the victim. She was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe what you did. Like, his brother went on some talk show and said, if I would have found her that night, I would have killed her. You know, all this stuff. And, like, but she was just, she didn't know how to fight back. She was an immigrant from Ecuador. She could barely speak the language. And she was clinging
to the belly of a jackal.
Pretty much. And she was at her wit's end because this guy was so abusive and so awful to her. And she snapped, literally.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's called Lorena. It's on Prime. And episode one is certainly worth your time. That I can tell you.
Watch it with your kids.
Don't watch it with your kids.